This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Paint yourself a mental picture of a farmer. He's probably a man and on the older side, right? The average age of an American farmer is nearly 60, but the census will likely soon show their age going down for the first time in more than 30 years. More and more young people are going into agriculture, and it's all about the money. Our Stacey Vanek Smith has the story.
Ben Albright jerks an ear of corn off its stalk, pulls down the husk, and snaps it in half.
You can see there's not much of a milk line left, so it means the corn is ready to harvest.
Albright is a corn farmer in Lytton, Iowa. What makes him extraordinary is his age. He's 35. These days, more than half of farmers are over 55.
I was a child of the 80s. That was a pretty tough time in our industry.
Albright grew up on his dad's farm here in Lytton. He says back then, no one wanted to go into farming. He went off to college.
You know, I had a few other jobs, internships, things like that, to see what else was out there. But I just felt like the opportunity in farming was better than anything I could find elsewhere.
The period that we're in right now is unprecedented in terms of income and land values.
Mike Duffy is an economist at Iowa State University. The School of Agriculture there has seen record enrollment, and more of Duffy's students are going back to the family farm after they graduate. As food prices have risen, so have profits for farmers.
If all they hear is, woe is me, then they don't want to go into it. If what they see are new combines and trucks, looks like it might be a good job to get into.
Still, when Ben Albright came back to Lytton to farm, he thought he'd be one of the few.
Well, I was really surprised when I came back at the amount of young people in the community. We actually had enough people for a slow-pitch softball team, so it was good to see.
We've seen an incredible growth in beginning farmers.
Luke Gran is with Practical Farmers of Iowa, an industry association. He's standing in front of a shelf of mason jars that contain soil from farms all over the state.
This is soil from northwest Iowa, and man, it does not smell good at all, because soil is living.
And exceptionally good for making a living. Iowa's rich soil has attracted so many young farmers, Practical Farmers started a program to address their needs.
We started with our beginning farmer program in 2008 with about 75 beginning farmers, which is now like 1,500 beginning farmers in Iowa.
Ryan Wilson is one of them. At 35, he has a 1,200-acre corn and soybean operation in Lenox, Iowa. He wasn't initially interested in farming, but when he realized he could make a good living, he took the leap.
I was building cabinets and stuff for about 11 years, and a neighbor called me. He said he's getting too old and too tired to do it anymore, and that's how I got into my first 500 acres.
Wilson says without that help from his neighbor, he probably couldn't have gone into farming. That's the thing about an economic boom. Everything gets expensive. Big farms like Wilson's typically need around $5 million worth of equipment.
You have to have help, otherwise it's just nearly impossible. If you're on your own trying to get started, you're going to have to win the lottery.
Young farmer Ben Albright says his support came from his family.
Yeah, this definitely worked, truck. Flies and all.
Albright is driving the perimeter of his property, which touches his father's and his brother's.
I honestly probably wouldn't be farming if I didn't have the opportunity that, you know, the four generations before me built.
There are opportunities for the aspiring farmer without connections, says Practical Farmers Luke Gran. He says typically they just start small with a few acres of vegetables and work to build something bigger for the next generation. In Lytton, Iowa, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.